Using pre-planned lines on dating apps to start conversation does not work generally for women because we have a sixth sense. We have like a sniff test. We can tell that those lines are maybe lines that you got from a YouTube pickup artist dude, or you even maybe came up with it on your own, but now you've used it for every single girl over and over and over. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, or teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Give a man a pre-written line and he'll date for a day. Teach him how to banter and he'll date for a lifetime. Or maybe not a lifetime, because you'll find the one right away and then you'll stop dating and you'll just be married. But you know what I mean. I am Kristen from KristenandChill.com, and I am the banter queen. I teach guys how to charm more than just the socks off of women. And if you're struggling in conversation, if you're getting ghosted, if you're never hearing back, if you're never, ever getting the results that you deserve, hit me up at KristenandChill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we have Goldie Rushback, who is a professional stylist who is going to talk to us all about what you're doing wrong and why, if you fix it, the women are going to come crawling to you. We're going to get into what mistakes you're making, how to stop making them, and how she is offering an amazing deal for this new year. So keep listening. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ask Women podcast in the year 2022, which is crazy because I think we started this podcast in like 2015 or something, some ridiculous number. So it's so weird that we're still here in 2022. So thanks for continuing to listen to the show. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, as you would know by now if you've been listening for that many years or if you're just joining us. I'm from KristenandChill.com. I teach guys how to banter. My co-host, Marnie Kinross from WingGirlMethod.com, is not with us today, but we have a guest that we've had on several times throughout the years who is incredible. Marnie sends her clients to her. I send my clients to her, and I won't withhold her name much longer. So we have Goldie Rush back on the show with us today, who is a professional stylist. Hi, Goldie. So we're going to just chit chat about like why it's so important to have a stylist and all the stuff that really will make a guy understand why it's not shallow to look good, and why they should get on the horse and on that horse be wearing very nice pants.
Absolutely. It's super important.
Yeah. So I know Marnie mentioned, and you mentioned, you're doing her masterclass next week, and you're going to be talking all about, you tell me what you're going to be talking all about, because it sounds like it's going to be really, really, really helpful.
Yeah. So basically what we're going to be talking about in an hour and a half masterclass is how to shine online, especially now during the pandemic. So many people are turning more, even now more, to online dating. And I have been helping guys throughout the years take photos for their online dating sites, but there's not a lot of opportunity to really see each other in person for me to take those photos right now. And a lot of people are left to their own devices to take good photos of themselves,
which is dangerous.
Right. That is super dangerous. You know, I've seen a lot of different profiles out there. I've been in the background, helped, like, while my girlfriends are swiping left, swiping right, and I see what works, what doesn't work, what just sticks out like a sore thumb, what's a turn on, what's a turn off. And I just basically want to help Marnie's guys and as many people who are interested on how to put their best face forward and not make those common mistakes that are just oblivious to such sweet men So
I know. And that's the thing. It is just such sweet men. I actually recently, I do profile analyses. I don't know if that's the plural for analyzing guys' profiles, but I see a lot of profiles as well. And this one guy I worked with recently, I told him that he definitely could work on his style and how it would make him pop and stand out. And he got a little frustrated with me because he said he just spent $1,000 on a brand new wardrobe and he thought he did everything right. But from my vantage point, or I'm sure your vantage point, or most women's vantage points, we would say he did everything wrong. It was all loose fitting clothing. It was very dad style. Like, just because it's new doesn't mean it's good.
Exactly.
Right. So what is hiring a stylist going to do to help the guys avoid the mistakes when they think they're doing something so right? It's like, no, you just want to do it right the first time. So what do you do exactly when you work with the guys that are your clients?
I do a whole host of things. But to answer why is it important to hire a stylist, like, one of the main things that pops out to me is just eliminate guesswork. Because one of the things that I do is I offer fashion advice. Marnie has been sending me her guys for almost over 15 years now. And I've met probably thousands of guys at this point, giving them like quick consultations, just I give them my feedback, my knee-jerk feedback, you know, on five photos that they send to me. And, you know, then I give them a quick list of things that I think would really help them elevate their style. Then basically they either sign up with me to help them do online shopping, or they kind of try and go off into the world with this list of items. And I have said this before, I could look at two white button-down shirts and tell you why this one is super cool and demonstrates higher value, and this one looks geeky and it just makes you look fuddy. So it really eliminates the guesswork. It helps you save money because you're not spending $1,000, like you said, on a wardrobe that basically is going to take away sexy points from you. And also to kind of talk about like what I do for my clients, I love starting off with wardrobe edits. And I do those in person or online, mostly online right now. And why that's so important is because it really helps me see what I'm working with, see what my client is already gravitating to. So basically, they send me photos of everything. Like, I want to see their keychains, their socks, their underwear, their pants, their hats. And we just go through it. And one by one, I say yes, no, and or this needs to be altered, or hey, why don't you dye that? Because I'm really all about upcycling, because not everyone has the budget to buy $1,000 worth of clothes. So yeah, I really, really love closet editing. And then from there, we'll see what we have and can work with. For instance, like say, hey, you do have a great pair of jeans. Now you need this like pretty compact list of these items that are going to create your foundation wardrobe. And at this point, I've pretty much boiled it down to a science, like what a foundation wardrobe is, essentially staple items that every guy needs. Each item is really versatile, good quality, a nice classic piece that they can interchange and mix around with the other items in their foundation wardrobe to create multiple outfits. Because guys really don't need a lot of clothes.
Right, they don't. And I'm very jealous of that because I currently am dating someone. I have a boyfriend and I go up to his place to hang out to watch a movie and I have to worry about like, what can I wear that's comfortable, that still looks like sexy kind of, but is different, that I haven't worn 14 times, that I'll be warm in because it's freezing out. Meanwhile, he just throws on whatever and he's got a really great sense of style. And it's just so easy for him. It's like I walk in and I'm just like, damn you. That probably took you literally 0.2 seconds to throw on. I spent 45 minutes and I still look like a nerd. So
that's really good.
No, I do need to work on my, what would you call it? Your
alternative wear?
Loungewear.
Yeah, loungewear, which is so hot right now.
It is. It's super hot right now. But yeah, at the same time, I find the style, and this is kind of deviating a little bit from the guy portion of the conversation, just to get my own little consultation for 1 second. But I know like kind of the high-waisted sweatpants are in for women, like kind of baggy with like a crop top or somewhat like a crop top, but I get cold with the crop top. So I'm like throwing on big, heavy sweatpants. But then I'm finding it hard to not throw on the big, heavy t-shirt and sweatshirt as well, because I really just truly want to be comfortable and not feel uncomfortable with this like short, cute look that like looks great on Instagram, but my belly button's cold and I'm uncomfortable. But anyway, that's beside the point.
I hear that.
Yeah, it's tricky. But I know guys listening who don't have a quick sense of style or an easy sense of style the way the guy I'm dating does. How come some guys have the eye for it? And how come sometimes guys don't? And when you work with them, do you feel like they start to get it? Like they start to see why the one white button-up is cool and why the other one is fuddy-duddy? Like, do they catch on?
They absolutely do. And I love my clients. They are always so eager to learn. And they're usually really on it with everything else in their life. Like I've seen spreadsheets, I've seen them take notes, record our conversations. So, you know, a lot of them will re-listen to the education that I'm sharing, because when you work with me, you know, a lot of the times we're working online over a Skype or Zoom session, and I'll be explaining to them why I like this white button down. I like this white button down because it has a placket covering all the buttons, which gives it an extra style detail. When you cover the buttons, it's just this cool little detail. Look out for covered button placket shirts. I like this shirt because it has an interesting Mandarin collar, and or it's colorless. So that's a little different than this white button down shirt. So they'll learn, they'll take it in. And sometimes it takes a little time, and other times people just get it right away. And sometimes it takes the guy to see themselves in the clothes, walk around in it for a little bit, and then receive multiple compliments by women and all their loved ones around them saying, wow, you look really good. And they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. Thank you.
Right.
It's not easy all the time.
No, but once they get that feedback, I think they start to believe. It's almost like if we compare it to like God, like there's people that don't believe in God, but then something maybe happens to them where they're like, whoa, now I believe in God. Like there's absolute proof to me. It's the same idea when someone's dressed not great and they don't know that it's not great. And then you put them in something great and they still doubt, because they're like, women really don't care. They just care about money, et cetera. But then all of a sudden they get that feedback from women and it's like, whoa, I'm a believer now. I'm a believer that style makes a difference.
Style really makes a difference.
Right. I mean, I know why it makes a difference, but there's so many guys that don't know why it makes a difference. Why does it make such a difference for women?
Well, I want to know why it makes a difference to you.
Well, I will tell you, I probably said this before on the podcast, but if I lived in 1940 to like 1949, I would have been the world's biggest slut. Because
oh my God, I love it.
Because the guys were so put together and so sharp, and the style was just so attractive. It was fitted. It was classic. It was strong. It was masculine. And there is just something that it does to my brain that turns me on, wakes me up, and makes me take note. And I guess what it would boil down to would be that value. Men from other eras, not other eras as in like the year 804 when all they had were robes, obviously not those kind of eras, but earlier eras from like the late 1800s, like 1890 to 1959, it was like they demonstrated value, and the value is what women are looking for. So it's not that it's a shallow thing the way guys are like, oh, she's got great tits, I want to get with her because she looks great. It's not a look great thing. It's more of a, they look like they are worthy, not worthy of my time, but they just look like they have value, and value to women, not financial necessarily, which is value, social value, moral value. They care about themselves. So if they care about the way they're presenting themselves, they're going to care about so many other parts of their lives. And it is just so attractive. So that's kind of the long way to say it.
No, exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to touch on, was that it demonstrates higher value 100%. And if you do want to demonstrate I have money, you can certainly do that with fine clothes. If you want to demonstrate like, hey, I take care of my mind and body, we can certainly hint at that through clothes. Just, you know, want to hint at what kind of job you do. If you're creative, you can certainly hint at those values through your clothes. And women are attuned to that. And it just somehow really touches us in the right ways, I guess. You know, seeing a well-dressed man and well-groomed man too. That's a big one that covers skin, hair, teeth, etc. So those are things to look out for too, if it wasn't already overwhelming.
Right. So we're going to take a break real quick. And then when we come back, I want to talk to you about melding someone's personality with style, so that how you do that. So it's not that they're all the same guy in the same tuxedo, you know, repeat fashion over and over and over, and how you tailor it to them. So we're going to take a quick break and talk about that in just 1 second. So stay tuned.
BetOnline would like to wish you a happy betting new year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website design to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take action of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
Okay, we're back. So I'm curious how you make a guy still be himself while upping his style game, because I know for me, I'm obviously not a professional stylist, and I default to the same looks for guys that I find attractive. So tell me how you keep a guy himself while upping his game, his style game.
Yeah, that's so important to keep it personal. And, you know, the title is personal stylist, image consultant, fashion stylist, whatever it is. But the main thing is you have to keep it personal because that's what's interesting. I really like to ask a host of questions like, what kind of music are you into? Where do you hang out? Where are you from, obviously? What hobbies are you into? I like to kind of find an interesting, like, anchoring point. Like, say I had a client who was really into heavy metal, but you would have never gotten that based on how he showed up for our first session and all his photos. You would never guess that. But he was also a professional man, and you can kind of marry the two. So I really liked to take like a little bit of heavy metal undertones and kind of mishmash it together with like smart casual. You know, I really like to find a juxtaposition, and that's what keeps it interesting. So just finding out more about my client, I find the longer that we get to talk in our initial consultation, I find out really interesting facts that we can kind of sprinkle on their wardrobe. Like, I really like to play with pop colors. I really like to play with fun accessories that kind of hint to, hey, I have this unique passion of mine, and you probably wouldn't have known that. But now, since I'm wearing this, again, like Judas Priest pin on my nice, sophisticated leather jacket, this is hinting that I like heavy metal, and this is my unique personal style right here.
Yeah, I feel kind of proud of myself because I had a friend who I helped kind of craft a style. When I met him, I was like, you remind me of a guy who's like artsy, but not too artsy. But he had his head completely shaved. He had no facial hair. He wore like just t-shirts, and it was completely ear representative of him. And so I was like, you should grow. I mean, he didn't have tons of hair, but he had enough hair to grow in hair. I was like, grow your hair to kind of like a buzz cut, get 50s kind of Mad Men frames with like the gold bottom and the tortoise top, and like wear like a tweed blazer with like a white t-shirt underneath.
I love it.
And he just completely transformed.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah, it was like he looked like a murderer.
And now, like, hey.
Yeah, and now he just looks like the coolest guy. So those little tweaks, it's like you said, like finding a little bit about somebody and then implementing. Like, once I found out that he was like very creative, very introspective artist, it was like, oh, well, dude, this is your look. So I think, yeah, definitely when you have your consultations and you're talking about what they like, I think guys may not understand that what they like or who they are really can shine through. Maybe they downplay their hobbies or who they really are inside because they don't think it's interesting, when it is actually very interesting.
It is actually very interesting. And all these guys are so awesome. Seriously, can shine them up in a matter of a weekend or a week, you know, with style. And suddenly it's just, they just pop off the screen on dating profiles or popping off on the street. And it really can drastically change your dating success.
It totally can. I mean, I've seen it happen with these profile makeovers that I've done, and then work after sending a guy to you, and then he comes back to me, and I also, you know, give some more profile like bio help with funny words and clever lines and stuff like that. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, a completely different experience for them. But I'm curious, what are some common fashion mistakes that you see on a daily basis?
With just men in general?
Yeah.
I see a lot of white sneakers, New Balances, Asics, dirty white sneakers with dad jeans and faded old t-shirt, graphic t-shirts that you probably got for free out of a t-shirt cannon. I see a lot of that. I see a lot of leather jackets that they probably invested a lot of money in maybe 10, 15 years ago that...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That they're still holding on to. Probably time for an update. I see a lot of faded polo shirts, which happens to be one of my main pet peeves. I think if you're going to have a polo shirt, it should probably only be black. Any other colors, when polo shirts just wash, they get super faded. I see a lot of that. This is what I see the most, actually. Unflattering eyeglasses. I see a lot of... Yes, uncool, unflattering. Such a missed opportunity because glasses can make you look so cool.
They can. I have this thing where I just instantly am like, just go to warbyparker.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, just do me a favor and just browse and just see the difference between what's there and what you're wearing. No pun intended, just to open your eyes a little bit.
Yeah. I love Warby Parker. We're not getting paid by them, by the way.
No.
But no, seriously, I love Warby Parker because they do this thing where they allow you to pick 5 different eyeglasses from their website. And this is how I do eyeglasses with my clients. And so I pick the 5 styles I want to see them in, and then they order them. It gets shipped to their home, and then they show me the glasses, and I pick the one that looks best on them. And assuming they like it as well, they keep that, send the rest back. So it's kind of like seamless ways to try and get, you know, a stylist opinion on your glasses, or just go to Warby Parker. It's probably going to be better than the sunglasses. And one other thing, I see so much missed opportunity when it comes to hairstyles. Guys really underestimate the power of a fresh, updated haircut. And it really also demonstrates higher value. It demonstrates that you kind of are hip if you have a cool haircut. I mean, I'm not talking like mohawk, but just like a nice, updated haircut. And then it also shows that you keep up with your grooming and you basically know how to look your best, which definitely demonstrates higher value.
Yeah. If a guy is low on the hair count spectrum, but yet still has enough to work with, like I just mentioned a few minutes ago, my friend, it's like, you know, he's not like Fabio, but he had enough to work with. So I was like, just grow it in as like a buzz cut. And I don't think all of them necessarily need to be buzz cuts, but what's your go-to recommendation if someone's hair is somewhat thinning? Do you recommend just kind of keeping it tight, like a classic cut, like maybe again from the 1940s where it's maybe got like a part and goes to the side a little bit and is kind of tight and kempt? Or do you recommend buzzing and making it like a power statement of like, my hair is thin, I'm just going to go for it?
I 100% say power statement because it kind of depends on if you could pull off the 40s look, how much hair is left. I say 100% power statement, Bruce Willis it out, like just get it to a buzz cut. A little hair goes a long way, like little hints at hair, especially if you can grow in a beard at the same time. A beard plus little bits of hair on top somehow create this illusion that you have lots of hair going on. I actually tell my clients who have a similar hair situation that I used to have the biggest crush on an old boss of mine. I didn't even really realize that he didn't have hair on his head because he had such a full beard and incredible style. It just kind of created this whole he has hair vibe. And then I remember,
right,
like, oh my God, he doesn't have any hair. I was like, okay, thing, you know? So yeah, fashion's cool. It's, and grooming, it's all about illusions. You can really make the most of what you got. So I really mean it when I say everyone can look their best. Even guys without hair. That's like a big part of the population of guys, you know, out there are losing their hair. It's like, just embrace it. You know, I mean, easier said than done. I'm not in that situation, but I would say just power statement it up.
Yeah. And what that shows is confidence.
Exactly.
And that confidence is that attractiveness. It's that value. It's all those things. Because we've, you know, we're still somewhat in this pandemic. And I mean, people are more out and about than they were this time last year. But would you say updating your style during the pandemic is worth it since you're not as in person? Or should they wait, you know, until maybe the summer rolls in And I know seasonally, if you live somewhere like the Northeast, we go from winter to summer, whereas someone updating their wardrobe in Southern California is going to have just kind of the same wardrobe, maybe perhaps all year with some tweaks. Should someone wait right now if they're in a colder climate, or should they just go for it?
I'm definitely 100% going to say go for it, because I really think when you look your best now, there's no wasted time or wasted money. When you look your best, you're just confident. And that just kind of like bleeds into every part of your life. And so, especially also if you buy classic items, quality items, also, especially now at this point, if you were to shop now, you would be getting heavily discounted items on super quality things. Like, say you wanted to buy a really nice overcoat right now, there'd be hundreds of dollars off. And so you could spring for the cashmere overcoat. And then if you work with me, I'm always really invested in making sure that my clients' items that we buy together and invest in are really good quality, aren't super trendy, will last you years. So there really wouldn't be any time wasted. It's kind of like, I know this sounds funny, but if a woman's going to get a boob job, just get it when you're super young. Enjoy those boobies, you know?
Right?
Like, go for it now. Those are my thoughts. And also, here's another thought too. We'll be talking about this in the masterclass next week on how to shine online. But a lot of guys, yes, are doing video calls. They're not doing in-person dates. You know, a lot of people are kind of trending into wanting to set up a Zoom call before they even meet in person. So you want to make sure you look good on that Zoom call. So you want to at least make sure you have a nice, this is my date outfit. So,
right. So how do you do that when you're doing an online date? I mean, you could get playful. I teach guys how to be playful, you know, like if he really got, you know, dressed as if he were going somewhere, he could stand up in front of the camera and do like a little turn for her and model and be like, you know, look how nice I dressed up for you or something like that, where he could get playful and show his whole outfit. But most likely they'll keep it safe and they'll sit in front of the computer and it'll be mid torso up. So how do you fully express your style when you're just in that online version of yourself and not profile wise, but, you know, live computer camera wise?
Totally. Yeah. And most likely you're going to be like in your home. So you don't want to look like you got super overdressed for the situation. I think high quality alternative leisure, which is basically like, picture this like a cashmere tracksuit or a cashmere zip down hoodie. And obviously she's not going to be able to touch it and tell that it's cashmere, but just like a nice darker colored, nice sweater, you know, roll up your sleeves, show that nice sexy forearm. You can maybe wear a nice like silver chain bracelet right here, ID bracelet, something that just has a little bit of sparkle, something really classic. You definitely want to make sure your grooming's on point, like your hair looks fixed up, and have nice glasses. If you wear glasses, that's like a really big one. But the main thing too is, you know, if you're going to set up a date, it's really not just about what you're wearing. It's about your background, you know, like, is it super cluttered behind you? Does your house look crazy? And are there like pizza boxes everywhere, beer cans? You certainly don't want that. So you want to kind of create a nice, like, neutral backdrop, or just kind of set up the scene to make it look like, hey, I'm a decent human being who can keep his life together. You know, you can always kind of like stage some interesting props, like, oh, that's just my guitar in the background, or you know, that's the plant that I've been taking care of for 10 years. I love her, whatever. But one thing that you want to make sure is that you have decent lighting. If there's lighting that is really unflattering, it can either make you look really tired, or all of your facial proportions can look completely skewed just depending on the direction of the light. That's kind of important. Another thing too is, this is a big thing that I notice with guys taking selfies for their online profiles or even their video dates. I call it Skype face. It's basically like they take the angle that they're positioning their camera phone or camera is below their chin. So you see this like double chin situation. So you really want to make sure that your camera is like level or your phone's level with your eyes or even a slightly tilted above. That's tends to be a more flattering angle.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because on certain calls, like obviously right now while we're chatting, I'm not looking so hot, but when
your angles are on point.
My angle is on point. And you know what I did is I put a pillow, a big, big, big pillow underneath my computer right now. So it lifted my computer up enough. But I've had scenarios where I have, you know, because I haven't invested in something that might be more professional, which I could easily do if I just got the motivation up to do it. But I'll just take a massive stack of books and I'll put them on my desk or wherever it is that I'm sitting. And no one knows from across the computer, they can't see that you have a cookbook, a diary and a journal and a Bible and a nudie magazine, like all stacked up underneath your computer to get it at that right angle. And so, yeah, if you do that beforehand, I know sometimes what I did in the past was like, I recorded myself real quick first to see if the angle was right, because I may not be seeing what I think I'm seeing as I'm setting it up. So I'll do a quick record of like, is the lighting hitting me right? Does it need to be adjusted? Is my shirt, the color of my shirt actually looking as good as I think it's looking? And so doing that little prep beforehand is really important. And what do you think about for a guy who's doing online dates online on the computer, getting a little selfie ring, like the lighting?
Oh yeah, that's what I have on me right now. It's so easy. They're like at the most $30 and you can get it on Amazon in time for your date.
Yeah. So you don't think that that lighting comes across, like a girl's not going to know, oh, he has a selfie ring, like, you know, set to make himself look good? Because I feel like the key is to try really hard without look like you're trying too hard.
Exactly. You want it to look effortless. The good news is most of the ring lights will have like different settings. I like to put it to the warmer setting because it kind of warms up your skin tone. And then you can even turn down the brightness. So I would kind of find, as long as the light is kind of directed at your forehead from a little bit of above or right in front of you, it will look good. That'll be the right positioning. And then you can lower the brightness.
Right, right. So you can adjust so it's not going to be so obvious that, oh, this dude went out of his way. And, you know, some girls could find that cute, but then sometimes it could maybe come across cheesy. Like, he's not an influencer. Why does he have this ring light thing?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's ways around that for sure.
There is a lot of cheesiness out there, especially on online dating profiles. And that is one thing that I'll talk about in the masterclass next week. So
awesome. Well, I'm sure that's going to be an awesome masterclass. I did one with Marnie several months ago and it went really well. And the guys were super responsive and did really want to learn. Like you said, when you work with your clients, they really want to learn. So
they do really want to learn.
Yeah. So people should sign up for that. Do you know if they can still sign up and where they can sign up?
You know what? I don't know those exact details, but I would definitely reach out to Marnie. If they follow Marnie, or is it info@WingGirlMethod?
Email jen@WingGirlMethod.com, or you can, I'm sure, just go to WingGirlMethod.com and she'll have some information there for signing up. But if not, I would email jen@winggirlmethod.com. And I know that you have a New Year's deal going on as well for clients.
Yeah. So before I even get into that, I just wanted to share that, you know, I have an interesting new pricing structure. Ever since the pandemic, I wanted to be able to like work with everyone. And I knew that the world completely changed and, you know, different people would have different economic capabilities. And so I wanted to work with everyone. So I decided to offer a sliding scale.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, and you get the exact same treatment. And my top rate was $300 an hour and still is my top rate. But now I let my client choose between $1 and $300 per hour.
Wow.
Yeah. And usually I do buy 5 hours, get the 6 hour free. So say you wanted to spend $100 per hour, that's 100 times five, that's $500 for 6 hours.
Wow.
And you're probably wondering, like, how do I figure out what my hourly rate would be, what your hourly rate would be? And basically, if someone has like 5,000 or above for clothing budget, they can probably afford my $300 top rate, which reflects my 15 years experience. Or if their budget for clothes is around like 500, $100 an hour would make more sense. And I'm happy with all of it because I really, really love what I do and really love helping change people's lives through the power of fashion, which is the best way that I can help. So yeah, that's my new pricing structure in general. Just wanted to let everyone know. But the New Year's deal is I'm offering 2 hours. If you buy 2 hours, you get the third hour free at $100 per hour. So basically, you're getting 3 hours for $200.
Wow.
Yeah. And I am only offering that till the end of January. And it is on a first come, first serve basis. And I only have a limited amount of time to devote to this. So please email me at goldie@goldierush.com, goldie@goldierush.com. And then we can get you in. Also, I do a complimentary 15-minute consultations to anyone who's like on the fence and just wants to know a little bit more about the process, what they're getting into, and then they can see if they want to sign up for the deal. It is super life-changing, and we can get a lot covered in 3 hours. We can do online closet edit, grooming advice, online shopping, eliminate guesswork, can help you check your clothes out, how they fit after they've arrived, help you come up with different outfits, help you pose, find your best angle for your own selfies. There's like endless things that we can do with the 3 hours. It's really up to you and what your priorities are. So personal. So that's that.
That's awesome. And I'm just thinking of like how much I pay for XYZ, and that's so basically, I'm just thinking of what a deal that is. And I'm not trying to be salesy here. It just genuinely for $200 to get 3 hours worth of help is kind of crazy. So definitely hit Goldie up, and I'm going to say something really cheesy here because it's Goldie Rush. So you need to rush to goldierush.com.
Yeah, do it. It's like major transformation, and it's like super my pleasure. So
awesome. Well, this has been super helpful, really informative, and a great way for guys to start off the new year. It's like we have all these resolutions, etc., and following through on them I think is the hardest part, but this sounds really, really, really easy to follow through on. Goldie's super cool to work with, and you're going to get so much out of it. So get that resolution in action and hit Goldie up and try to go to that masterclass as well, the Shine Online. And in the meantime, thank you for listening, but share the show with a friend. What's the quote? It's like rising tides raise all ships. So if you're hanging around a bunch of nerds, but you make your friends look good and better and are better with women, then more women are going to be coming around you. And so don't keep this show a secret. Share it with your buddies. So we come out with a new episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you need help with your banter skills or you want to up your playfulness, hit me up at kristinandchill.com and maybe we can work out a deal. I don't have a sliding scale, but that's a really, really good idea. So I might steal that from Goldie.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. I'm like,
I get to work with almost everyone. Everyone signs up.
Right, right. Yeah, money is obviously clearly always an issue. So what a cool way around it. So I may think about that. But anyway, thank you, Goldie, for chilling and giving us all the goods. and make sure you guys keep being your better selves. So we will see you guys next week.